set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and special guests way down in Connecticut, it's the Tiny Shutter Podcast. All iPhone photography all the time, for iPhone photographers, by iPhone photographers. My name is Keith Tharp.
Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Welcome back, everybody. We have super special guests with us today, but before we get there, we are going to tackle our very brief week of news, and we're going to start it out with Snapseed's update today. If you haven't updated your Snapseed yet, you should do that. And if you happen to be a fan on Facebook, you would have already known that there was an update, and if you're not there, then I don't know why you're not. Snapseed updated today, and basically it means that the world's not coming to an end. Google is going to go ahead and support Snapseed and keep it alive. It's actually a pretty vital update. If you have iOS 6, it solves a bunch of the bugginess that was happening with iOS 6. You probably noticed persistent successfully saved dialogue that would not go away ever. So that's been dealt with, and then also some UI tweaks, and it seems to me, at least on the iPhone 5, it's definitely snappier, and there's also an issue with Flickr, right, Mark?
Yes, they had to cut support for Flickr uploads for a while because for some reason, and they didn't explain why, it's violating Apple's terms of service, and that's all the explanation they gave. I tried looking online for more news, but can't find any.
All right, moving on, we have a nothing new. There's apparently been a strike at Foxconn or something because of quality control situations, just sending people over the edge.
I hope not literally this time.
apparently slowing down production because it's just the aluminum that iPhone chose to use, or Apple rather chose to use, and the microscopic tolerances involved are really slowing things down, and it's causing an issue with supply, which whatever.
Yeah.
And then so in other iPhone news, iPhone 5 news rather, I went and took mine back. For all you other iPhone 5 users, I'd love to hear back from you on the Facebook page. If you tap the bottom left corner of your phone, does it rattle like crazy? Like, what the hell's the matter with my phone? Yes. Why is it rattling? You guys are iPhone 5 users. Do you get that?
I get that, definitely, yeah. Wait, what is it?
Well, so I took it back because it hit the internet as this being some kind of fault. And I took it back, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, this has happened to one or two, and I can just easily swap that out for you. He goes out back, and then he comes back, like, I don't know, maybe 5-6 minutes later. He's like, actually, after speaking to the techs and getting a hold of Apple, and they got engineers a hold of us, all this walk around, he tells me that what's making the noise is the vibrator motor inside the phone. So the thing that makes it, like, if you put it on silent, the thing that makes it vibrate is what's causing it to rattle like that when you tap on it.
No, mine doesn't rattle.
Let me see yours.
But way to go to introduce our other guests on the show.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah. That was a nice formal introduction. You guys, stop talking. I'll introduce you later. So I kind of put up a little stink about it. I was like, you know, I feel like I'm getting the run around this whole hold the phone differently kind of crap that they're pulling off and whatnot. So I made them give me another phone, brand new one, not even one of the replacement models, but an actual brand new one out of the box. And sure enough, I opened it up, and right out of the box, it's still rattling. So I don't know if that's going to be something that they address. It's definitely a hardware issue, so it might just be something that we deal with. It's kind of crummy, though. It really takes the iPhone 4 and 4S that felt so rugged and solid, and now we have an iPhone 5 that's rattling and getting scratched, and kind of sucks.
Getting dented off cars.
Yeah, I mean, when you... Thanks for that. Thanks. I'll never live that down. So, anyway, moving on into... What other news do we have?
I think that's it. I think we could keep going and introduce our very special guest.
All right, folks, we're back from a crazy technical difficulty break. Skype / Justin TV / Google Plus / everybody else was messed up. But we are back, and I am ready to introduce our super special guests, Katie and Artie, our hipstamatic wedding couple. How are you guys today?
We are good. How are you?
Woo! Awesome.
It's a party here.
Awesome. That kind of enthusiasm is exactly what we experienced at y'all's wedding. Did I just say y'all? I did. I totally y'all. Said y'all.
That you was, used it in the possessive.
That was for you, Ferreira, if you're listening.
That was S apostrophe.
So, let me start off by saying thanks first and foremost for coming on the show and chatting with us. And then thank you. Secondly,
thanks for coming to our wedding.
I was gonna say thank you secondly and second most for having me and Mark come out there, because we had I can speak for Mark when I say we had a spectacularly awesome time. Awesome.
Mine was awesomely spectacular.
Those are two different things, right?
Yeah,
there.
You should have speak for me. So just made an ass of yourself.
That's nothing new. So real quick, Matt Hoffman, meet Kate and Artie. How are you guys doing?
How you doing, Matt?
We're all doing good, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Kate and Artie, you guys sound like you're having a really good time, so I just want to know right off the bat, what are you guys drinking right now?
A little bit of Chardonnay.
Nice.
Excellent. We got a bunch of questions to ask from listeners and us, but first we wanted to get into just chatting with you guys about the day, and actually about starting off with what kind of inspired you or motivated you to get somebody to just shoot your wedding specifically with Hipstamatic.
Well, that was totally me. I'm obsessed with Hipstamatic, and I've been using it for like probably a year, maybe. A little bit longer than a year. We found it via Instagram when we were in Florida on vacation. And we were like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And I was the one that got totally addicted to it. I had to have every lens, every film, anything that they put out, I was like right on top of. And so it's what I use to take all of my pictures. And I was like, why not have this at my wedding? Because this is what I shoot with. So it would be just wicked cool to have pictures, you know, on my iPhone that I can just instantly share with people via Hipstamatic.
Why, I'd imagine that your friends also use the Hipstamatic app.
Some of them.
Yeah. What inspired you to hire people rather than just having your friends do it?
Because I would rather have professional photographers, because my friends take shitty pictures.
No, except for you, Emily.
No offense to my friends. But, you know, being with a photographer myself, it's just like, you know, I'm not trained in photography by any means, but for some reason my pictures come out really good. And like, I just wanted to have somebody who knew about iPhoneography and Hipstamatic a little bit, and who had a photography background, who would take really good shots that, you know, most people wouldn't take.
So let's go to the next step, which is you putting up an ad on Craigslist. Yep. What happened actually? I guess, so just explain to me the kind of process of what happened after that.
Well, basically, you know, Katie told me about her, you know, inspiration and what she wanted for the wedding. You know, it was, you know, Alice in Wonderland was the theme, for those who don't know. And, besides the, you know, Hipstamatic, we were also looking for characters and, you know, somebody to make a, you know, a cupcake stand, all a bunch of stuff, Justice of the Peace. So I took it upon myself to put out several ads on Craigslist. And, you know, the first one was an Instagram, I think it was more Instagram, maybe Instagram Hipstamatic photographer.
Yeah, and then it was specific.
And then we got probably around, I don't know, we probably got 50 to 60 responses for that ad. And then I went along and I just said, you know, I think we went on vacation, and I said, wow, I posted this way too early. I posted probably 3 months ahead of time. And I said, wow, I'm not going to even respond to these people. It's way too early. I don't even know if they'll commit. So we went on vacation to Florida, and we came back, and there was probably a month and a half left until our wedding. And I posted it again, just as a Hipstamatic ad. and probably got another 50 responses and went from there. People were like begging to do this. I don't know if you got some of the replies that I received, but I mean, people wrote, you know, 2-3 times to try to get this gig.
Yeah.
And no, it's kind of overwhelming. And then I saw it on the Petapixel.
Yeah.
I think you guys mentioned that, how it went kind of viral on the Petapixel. And that's when we chose you guys to shoot.
So did you guys get any? So last week when we talked to Katie, she said you guys on the second outing, you got a lot of responses. Did you notice any negative responses?
No negatives to the actual Craigslist
ad.
Yeah,
the people who replied specifically to us were very positive about it. But
then, on that blog post, I think it was like 95% were just completely negative.
Yeah. And that's
kind of... I told you they wouldn't do it to their face.
That's kind of what we noticed too. I mean, we noticed a lot of, well, not a lot, but we noticed the normal amount of negativity that comes out. And I mean, I don't know, you guys aren't as familiar with the photography industry as we are, but it seems to be an industry that's kind of plagued with people who like to get on to hate wagon sometimes, it seems like, and it's fairly frustrating. But I'm glad that you guys didn't receive any personal kind of negativity about it.
No, but I mean, I think it's fair that people are going to be negative about it, especially if they're like photographers, because definitely you can't do what a real trained photographer can do with an iPhone or as an amateur. Like, I don't know anything about lighting. I don't know anything about shadows. I don't know anything about filters. I just shake my iPhone and shoot.
But now that I think back, the first response I ever received was negative. And it basically said, are you kidding me? Like, nobody's going to do this for the price you're asking. You know, I would do it for $400 to $500. And that was actually the first response. I do remember that. Yeah. And then from there, it was all positive. But it did start negative.
Yeah, I mean, we'll move on to the next question, but just to your point, I think as far as, you know, your initial concern to have real photographers doing it was a good idea. But then also, what a lot of people kind of glazed over in your post was the fact that you had already dealt with getting a professional DSLR photographer, and you were now looking for an experienced iPhone photographer. Not necessarily a professional photographer. Not that wasn't a bad thing that Mark and I were, but that you were just looking for somebody with experience, right?
Yeah, preferably somebody who could take good pictures with their iPhone and who, you know, knew about a little bit about, you know, what it takes to set up a good shot, what it takes to work with angles, what it takes to work, you know, with black and white film versus color film, you know, things like that.
Did you guys have a process in mind to make up your decision? As you know, I mean, you obviously chose the best option with me and Mark, but
clearly,
obviously,
we knew we wanted Mike, obviously, for the DSLR. Yeah. You know, when we met with him and saw his photos and everything else, and then we knew we wanted at least two hipstamatic photographers to, you know, because of the.
It's just like an iPhone.
The
craze.
Shadows and everything else. We knew that, you know, we would have had to have hundreds of pictures shot, and maybe, you know, 10% would have come out well.
We
so
did have hundreds of pictures.
That was
shot.
Basically all we really cared about was, you know, just keep shooting and we'll get something.
Spray and pray.
but honestly, I would say 90% came out extremely well. And I'm very
pleased. Hipstamatic photography, yeah. Like the hipstamatic photographs, like those are the only ones that I've actually shown people, except for one small random gallery via one
yes.
of
and the speed,
our mom's friends.
The speed at which we received them, because we still haven't received Mike's.
Yeah, well...
No offense, Mike. It's a different process, though.
Totally the fact that like, we can just upload right away really, really cool pictures with cool filters, and there's like literally no editing that you have to do whatsoever. The feedback that I've gotten from just about everybody is like, oh my God, I love your photos. And I'm like, those are all via iPhone. None of them are photographer except for three. And
I mean, it was also a great day to shoot. You know, the sun wasn't out, so we really didn't get those shadows. And
it was also a great event to shoot. I mean, it was just filled with awesome stuff to shoot. You guys are great. You guys are a great couple, and the theme to the wedding was amazing. And I mean, you had a JP dressed up like a king.
Exactly, he set the stage for everything.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nobody knew what was coming next.
Were there any people in your family that disagreed with the whole hipstamatic theme as alternate photographers?
We didn't tell anybody.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this was all us. And I mean, we figured a lot of our friends would have iPhones anyway. And there's been a lot of other uploads, but I mean, clearly nothing as amazing as the hipstamatic photos that we've posted and you guys have posted. And everybody's just like, your photos are amazing.
I think everybody was more intrigued about the technology and said, you know, what is this?
Yeah.
What's going on? Especially my father was, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And
there's still a lot of pictures that we haven't even seen yet.
And when they saw the final result, I think they were shocked.
Yeah, and that's just initial pictures. And to be able to share that so quickly is one of the things that we really wanted. It's like, you know, back in the day, you had to wait how many weeks for pictures?
Months. It's interesting that you didn't tell anybody because, and Mark and... Mark can vouch for this because we were in our normal kind of wedding photographer garb, but it was we weren't carrying anything other than iPhones, and we were having people walk up to us saying, "Oh, you guys are the photographers, come this way," or "Oh, make way." I mean, nobody looked at me crooked when I said, "Hey guys, can you get together so I can take a picture?" Nobody was like, "Who the hell are you?"
that's the part that amazed me, is that nobody bat an eyelash to it. Although I had a very, very tiny iPhone and a massive battery pack.
That was perfect, though. Perfect.
All right, let's get to the go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I just want to know, out of all the applicants that you guys had respond to your ad, what made you choose Keith and Mark?
Technically, you were chosen as well.
Yeah, well, true.
It was all of us, Matt.
Did Keith sway you with I do a iPhone photography podcast, and you thought he was famous? Or
I did use that to my
you did use that to your
now name. His iPhone.
But Matt, we thought you were coming too.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, but Keith and Mark's iPhone resumes were just insane.
Yeah, they some people who put on, you know, podcasts and blogs about
honestly, they were just so, I think, just very upfront. Like, hey, we're going to be there. We're going to show up. We're going to come, and we're going to do this. And I think we're just like, all right, okay, come on down.
Awesome.
Everyone else was waiting for a response, and yeah, they were just like, we'll be there. You know?
In fairness, I kind of pushed Keith into that. I'm like, we got to be the ones. I don't care if we do it for nothing. We'll pay them.
I think that's all it took was, hey, we're going to...
Hey, we're going to be there.
Come on down.
Okay, sure.
We all are obviously very passionate about it, and I'm sorry that I had to miss it. I am somewhat regretting that.
We understand. We'll send you pictures.
Awesome. I'm sure he's seen them.
Well, Matt, you're invited to the hipstamatic honeymoon in Hawaii.
Awesome. Pencil that in.
Yeah,
right,
that will be interesting. Book your tickets now.
All right.
Take video too.
I'm going to move down to starting in with our questions. Mark, do you want to start?
This one comes from Joseph Ferreira, one of our listeners.
He was actually a guest host last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yes, he was. Last week. He was on the show. He says, as photographers, we imagine how our shoots are going to work out. What were your expectations and what was the reality?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we really entered in with any expectations other than cool pictures via iPhone. And whatever happens, happens, because that's, I don't know, that's kind of the way that I think when I take my pictures. And usually they're of the beach and whatever, and so half of them don't come out great. But again, I just shake and shoot. Like, and, you know, again, you come out with some amazing photos, and then again, you come out with some really crappy photos. And that's just the way it is. So I actually didn't really have any expectations. And the reality of it is that we got freaking like hundreds and hundreds of amazing pictures. So
and a couple paintings.
You know, I couldn't have asked for anything better. You know, I mean, this was an amazing experience, and to have, you know, amazing pictures come out of this, even though all of them aren't amazing, but the majority of them are.
Well, we won't hold that against Keith.
I disagree. I think they're all amazing.
Come out good. It was so fun, and just to be able to see everything like that day, like right on my iPhone, that was just, you know, more than I could ever ask for. That's what a bride wants, I think.
That's
Would
actually
you recommend this service to like this kind of service, because I guess it's fairly new. Would you recommend this to other brides to do their weddings?
Absolutely. We're going to a wedding this weekend, and little do the bride and groom know, I will be shooting their wedding via Hipstamatic.
Oh, we got to see those photos.
Oh, yeah. And you will. Don't worry. And
actually coming up their way in Portsmouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Boston, Portsmouth, and then some random place in Maine.
Nice.
Maud, you're on. So Joseph actually posed that to the bride and to the photographers. So did you have any expectations going in and mark that by reality, Mark?
Well, I remember when we were driving in, I think our biggest concern was just to, it was weather. I don't think we were really concerned with anything as far as like the technical aspects of our cameras. It isn't until we had our first half hour that we noticed that the battery drain was absolutely ridiculously immense.
True.
That one took us by shock, but we easily fixed that. I think that's the biggest thing that really stands out, is that we are such a long way away from having our cell phone cameras be that continuous, have that ability to be to do continuous shooting. It kind of makes me wonder about those new Android cameras that are coming out into the market. Will they be able to handle the stress?
I had two kind of preconceived notions, and one of them was that we were going we were going down to a more laid back kind of wedding. This was going to be like three guys, three girls, a keg, and a beatbox stereo kind of thing.
And then I quickly reminded him, dude, we're going to Connecticut.
So that was my first kind of expectation, and that was like completely and utterly wrong. And then my next expectation was that I was just going to be carefree, whimsical iPhone photographer, just like, yeah, taking some pictures, haha, having fun. And as soon as I got there, I was just like, I went right back into wedding photographer mode, and it was just like, okay, these are my staples, this is what I gotta do, here's my angles, this is what I gotta get done. And it just kind of, there wasn't even any working around that, other than I mean, and so the neat thing about it is that Mark and I both kind of came up to the same, not the same kind of hurdles, but we came up to hurdles and we overcame them, as you know, any kind of experienced people do. You come up to them, you figure out what you have to do, and you make it happen and you do it. So that's how the day went for me as far as like preconceived stuff goes.
As far as the stress goes, actually, talk about like being in photography mode. To some degree, I actually was able to be more loosey-goosey as far as attitude goes. Because the two of you are such an awesome couple and very, laid back, and like, I was really able to, have the photography mode, but be able to be kind of like free spirited. Like my absolute goal was to get you guys to laugh as much as possible. And I think that's, I think it just added such another layer to the photos. I felt that we could do no wrong with the photography.
My favorite part about packing,
it wasn't posed, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
it felt really comfortable,
right?
You know, I think that's what you look for in a photographer too. You know, you don't want to have those weird-ass poses where your hands are folded a certain way and you're looking over your shoulder and the sun is hitting your, you know, you're all that bullshit. Like, you know, we didn't want that.
That's good because the purple haze would have gotten in the way.
Well, that's I mean, that's more of a tribute, and I'm going to go ahead and toot mine and Mark's horn, is that's more of a tribute to us as photographers rather than the fact that we were carrying iPhones and not DSLRs. You know what I mean? It wasn't because we were carrying iPhones that we were able to do more guidance rather than posing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was just so casual, and the casual aspect of you guys and our photographer who is like, I mean,
well, the way they work together, I thought he was going to beat the shit out
and
of you guys.
And the fact that you guys, like, seriously, you got along. There's great pictures of you guys taking pictures of him, taking pictures of us. And that's just so cool. That's exactly what we wanted. And it's so, I don't know if photojournalistic is the word I'm looking for, but it's just so real.
Yeah.
And, you know, to ask our friends to do that, again, it's like we would never have gotten the pictures that we would have wanted by having our friends do that. Again, no offense to our friends.
We wanted them to focus on the wedding and we wanted them to focus on us.
Professional, quote-unquote, iPhoneographers do this for us. It just really added that extra, you know, just kind of, I don't...
So, hey, let's move on. And what I'm going to do is for everybody listening in the focus group right now, if you head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter, I just posted the link for our gallery of selects from the Hipstamatic wedding. And for those of you listening on the recorded broadcast, you will be able to find that same link at tinyshutter.com underneath this episode's post.
Oh, I got one more thing to share, actually. I had to do a wedding the very next day, and
how'd it go?
I noticed that my camera was much, much heavier after your day.
So true.
There was no weight that I had to worry about apart from the MacBook Pro on my shoulder, but I mean, it was just such a difference. Like, I really, really want that day where I can have like the power of a full frame sensor and in the palm of my hand. I think that would just be ridiculously awesome.
Hey, let's get into the questions so we can do our focus points too.
You got it.
All right, number one. Do it, Mark.
Do it.
Fire away.
We actually covered a lot of these. we're like on number five right now.
We didn't do number one yet, did we?
Yeah, we totally did.
Did I pass?
Yeah, we've been answering. You've been answering them.
Where have I been doing?
Checking them off.
Oh, we already did that one too. That's right. You're right.
I'm at number five. We kind of answered this one too. Number five is, I know that we're totally awesome, dashing, and talented, but what made you choose us over the applicants? And we did cover that one.
We did cover that.
You said that you were coming down.
You were aggressive.
It's just because we were easy. All right.
And we cover number seven. Would you recommend this?
That's what works. If you want a job, you have to just go after it.
And we already covered number six.
Aggressive.
All right. So we got one last question then from the listeners. This is basically, of all the questions that came in from our listeners, this was the most popular. And it was a question to you, Katie, as what your favorite lens/film combos on Hipstamatic are.
Oh, I have a couple. They're both from limited edition packs, unfortunately. The first one is the Hornbecker lens, which is from, I believe, the Nike Free Pack.
Excuse me, this is my time.
I got it. It's thrown in my face. I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember the film that we used. Was it the Blanco film? My iPhone. Hang on.
When you gave me your iPhone, it was Hornbecker and Ina 35.
That's it. That's my favorite, right there.
Very
I'm
awesome.
Sorry. I have 15 favorites saved in my iPhone. Hornbecker and Ina 35 is, I think, by far one of the best. That's what the majority of the pictures seem to be taken in. And I absolutely just love the contrast of the light with the film. It's just, it just makes everything pop.
Definitely poppy. Yep.
And, one of my other favorite films is the Dream Canvas film, which came with the Salvador Dali free pack.
Yeah.
Again, a limited edition. But I love that film with, like, the Adler lens. There's just something about the contrast of the darkness of that particular lens with the graininess and the lines through the film. It just really makes it seem to pop. Especially, I don't know, I took a lot of pictures down in Florida with that particular lens and that particular film, and they just came out just, I don't know, almost like canvas-like. And
yeah.
It looked like they were painted, and that's what I really like about that film. But then my third is definitely the James M. film with The Rock, B&W 11, which was another free pack for the Miranda Lambert something or other. I'm not sure what contest that was. But that film with that particular lens creates amazing black and white pictures. I mean, the subject is so clear. And that's something that really drew me to that. So
cool.
Those three, I think, are definitely my favorites. And then there's some new ones that I haven't checked out as much as I should have. But they seem to be really interesting. So more to come.
Cool.
Nice.
Hey, I wanna get to this real quick before we get to focus points, because I know Artie's sitting over there. What is it called, Mark? Champing at the bit?
Champing at the bit.
Yeah.
Mark.
No, it's champing at the bit.
Oh, champing.
So,
at the bit.
Champing at the bit.
I'm pretty excited, and I want Artie to talk to us about the new iPhone 5 dock that he's pushing out.
Absolutely.
It's your turn, Artie.
Thank you very much. I'm still here. Today we released the iPhone 5. Well, not just the iPhone, but I guess the new the iPods. Anything that uses the Lightning, Apple Lightning USB connector. We introduced the new charging station, charging dock today. And it's made out of a 1940s piston, airplane piston. That was used in World War II, and it's fresh off the planes. We clean them up, blast them up, configure them with the Lightning cord, and they're ready to go. And I think we're one of the few people to market at this time. I haven't seen much out there.
Nobody can get a Lightning cord these days.
And the Lightning cords themselves are, I think, a 1 to 2 week
delivery
right now. They're
pretty hard to come by, so to get an actual iPhone dock or anything with this
right.
new Lightning cord is, I mean, I'm still waiting for the adapter, which isn't supposed to come out until the end of October.
Right.
Something like that.
The first ones just got shipped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm not on the first shipment.
So we have a huge fan base in France and Belgium, and we sold quite a few today. But very excited to release that as quickly as possible.
Thing is really, really slick looking.
You know, we try, you know, Apple's, you know, very simplistic and modern. That's what we try to do with our products as well. Just keep it very simple. And you know, it's made for the iPhone out of the case. And
so
how
much so are you, I've been listen, I've been on mute for the past freaking 5 minutes talking to Artie and nobody's listening. If my final question is, if I get my order in by tomorrow, will I miss out on them?
No, I'll give you my card.
Your card?
Absolutely not. Get your order in. I got to say, though, they are kind of pricey.
No, I'm
fat. How much?
Well, for you guys, you know, we can work something out. But for the... the general public, they're $165 a charger. So.
Nice.
Oh, that's not too bad considering what it's made of.
Well, you're getting a genuine airplane.
It's a genuine
piece,
mile high part.
Yeah,
from,
that's
World War II. So
yeah, no, that's
impossible to find itself.
It's actually
really
It's actually not that. It's actually not that out of the realm of understanding when you consider the fact that I spent a stupid amount of money on the phone. Because I get the 64. My guess is the charger will be more durable than the phone too.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't drop it on the charger.
Don't drop the phone. Don't drop the charger on the phone. Very awesome. There'll be links to that in the show notes. But we're gonna move on to our next segment here before we go too obnoxiously long with the show, and we're gonna go into focus points. And if you guys can bear with us, I'd love to hit you up for a focus point towards the end. And focus points, just so you know, is anything related to iPhone photography. It doesn't have to necessarily be an app or a tip or anything. It's just something that you can relate to iPhone photography.
For example, a charger.
So, Mark, go ahead and start us off.
Well, I'd like to. Everything was going so well, and everything was very exciting in the last episode when we did the LensWipe Tiny Shutter crossover. I didn't get to mention these guys, and Gizmon had provided us with a bunch of lenses to play with. They gave us a center focus lens and a cross-section lens. And I got to use them for the wedding, and they came out ridiculously well, especially the center focus lens. And it's what it basically is described as. The center is in focus while the surrounding part of the photo is in a blurred state. And the result is really, really cool, especially with photographing with Hipstamatic. I like to think of them as like the old school mentality with the new iPhones. They're constantly adding new lenses to their repertoire, and the beauty about them is that their lenses will work on the iPhone 4, 4S, but they'll also work on the iPhone 5 because they have a universal clip. They'll also work on the iPad if you're so inclined to shoot on the iPad. So my choice for this week is the center focus lens and the cross-section filter. The cross-section filter is actually one of the first filters that I had on my regular camera. And what that does is it has these little this grid on the lens so that when you photograph light, it gives that star effect. And now it's kind of like cool nostalgia when I got it for the iPhone. And it really cool stuff. The results were fantastic. The bride and groom loved them. And it was one of those moments where I really picked the – it was serendipity because when I photographed the bride, it was during the speech that I used the center focus lens. And I believe it was when during the speech, I don't know if I could say it on air because there was like NDAs involved with this one. But it was a very, very funny speech. And the bride just had, I photographed that moment where the bride just had that look of surprise. And with the center focus lens, it kind of gave that sense of action to the surprise. And it just really, really made the moment. So great choices. They're very, very inexpensive to buy, these lenses. They're probably about $23 a piece on Amazon, last time I checked. And totally well worth it. Anybody who does any serious iPhone photography should absolutely get these lenses as well as their other lenses.
Awesome.
Boom.
We'll have links in the show notes. And this just in, Matt has no focus point. And I want to bring attention to that because Matt made a point last week to tell me that he was going to completely make up for it this week.
I did say that, yes. I was really hoping that you weren't going to remember that.
I went long with my focus point this week, so I covered you.
All right, I got let me go with a quick round of focus points here, and I'll share one as if it were Matt's. And my first one is, I don't know if anybody noticed, and it might just be me. Quick Instagram tip: the cool thing about one of the new, I don't know when it came out, but one of the newer updates for Instagram, you know how you used to hold the name and it would give you an option of either mentioning them or visiting their profile? Well, Instagram got smart and realized if you tap it, you want to go to their profile, and if you hold it, it'll automatically mention them, so you don't have to select anymore. The other option is from one of the views. Let me get into figure out. Okay, so if you're in comment view, that's where it is. So if you're in comment view on one of your pictures, you can now slide the person's comment over and choose to either flag it or reply to it. So imagine making the like delete swipe on an email. If you're in your comments view on Instagram, you can swipe over and it will now give you the opportunity to either reply directly to them or flag it.
That's good to know, because I've been getting a ton of spam comments lately, and I've been going to the Instagram website to get rid of them.
So cool tip there. I also had a pretty neat little hipstagram tip, and I don't know if this is from the recent update that came out with the RTV Rock the Vote film, and within that, if this particular option was within that update, or if this is something that was always there that I just couldn't find. But I've got a whole, especially now, I have a whole bunch of films and lenses for Hipstamatic, and going through in Hipstamatic, looking at all my pictures, I've often said to myself, you know, I wish there was a way I could add this combination to my favorites.
Oh, but you can. You just tap the star.
But, I mean, no, but from the picture view. not from the camera view, but from the picture view.
Okay.
So you're looking in your gallery. You're looking at the pictures. Now there's a little notepad down on the bottom, and if you touch that notepad, it gives you the option to make it a new favorite setting or match the settings. Is that something new, or is that something that's always been there?
I think it's always been there.
Yeah.
Okay, well then it's not a special tip.
No, it's pretty good, because it's not very obvious.
No, because some people don't know that.
So there you go. If you're looking through your gallery within Hipstamatic, each picture has a little notepad on the bottom that tells you what took the picture and so forth. If you click that, you can either match the settings or actually create a new favorite out of it. And then one last super quick tip. I noticed this weekend up in the White Mountains, I was having trouble knocking my exposure down to get a sunrise. We talked about screwing around with pointing at different things and the like to try and knock your exposure down for your picture. And until Apple gives us a way to actually dial it down manually, you have to kind of do some tweaks and workarounds. What I noticed this weekend is kind of counterintuitive, and it might help. Shooting down at the lawn, the iPhone starts to overexpose, and obviously that's not what I want. But if I flip up quick to the skyline where the sunrise is, it's kind of like on this weird loop. It'll go down and kind of loop down and come back to where it's supposed to be. And if you do it just right, you can snap it when it's in its loop, and you can get a lower exposure, faster shutter speed than you would be able to get when it's normally kind of adjusting itself. So if you're in a situation where you can't seem to get it, go and overexpose, and then swoop up, and it will kind of give a little bit of a loop, and then hit it at the right point in the bottom part of the loop, and you can underexpose the picture.
Or you can use Camera Plus.
Or you can use another app, yeah. Well, no, Camera Plus isn't going to allow you to dial down your exposure.
No, but you can put your exposure on something that's...
Well, that's my point. There was bright. Nothing. There was nothing brighter than the sky at that point. So there's nothing brighter than the sky.
I see what you're saying.
I did whatever I could do to try and knock the exposure down as much as I could, and I couldn't get it any lower. So what I did was I pointed at the ground that raised the exposure, and then when I brought it up, it kind of looped down and then came back to where it was supposed to be. So it actually went underexposed and then came back to normal exposure on the sunset. And I was able to click the picture when it was at its bottom point and then coming back up, and it gave me probably a third to a two-thirds stop lower exposure than it would have wanted to give me. There was no street lights or anything. There was nothing for me to point it at to knock it down. But anyway, so that's my focus point, and now we are on to Katie and Artie's focus point. Go.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to Molly Sullivan.
Sorry, no shout outs. I'm just kidding.
Unless she has an iPhone.
From Hipstamatic, she's the creative director, and she's been so cool to us, and she loved all of your photos. And
we love Molly too.
I think she's cute.
She's awesome.
Molly's great, and I have no.
Hipstamatic is amazing because they hooked you up. They hooked us up, and. You know, I mean, who shoots their wedding in Hipstamatic?
You do.
They may come out with something in the future. In a couple, I don't know if that means a couple weeks or a month, but about our wedding specifically. So, I don't know. We'll be updating you, and we'll see. But she's been great. She gave us all the backdated lenses and some T-shirts and stickers and coupon codes and whatnot. So... I have no tips for the iPhoners out there, but I just want to thank Molly Sullivan from Hipstamatic.
Hey, actually, speaking of which, that reminded me. When I said she's cute, she really is.
Did you hear that, Molly?
She will. I'll send her a link. But she's only second to my wife. Bonus points.
Oh, my God. Get on with it.
I'm getting on with it. For the first time, I checked out their magazine, Snap Magazine.
And, yeah, Snap Magazine.
Totally awesome, totally free. Everybody should check that out. It's a great magazine for looking at Hipstamatic photos. And that's where I saw Molly's photo.
Oh, so. Molly.
Perfect. Perfect. So is everybody ready to wind it down? Or does anybody have anything else?
I think we're good.
Cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you very, very much, Katie and Artie, for coming on. But also, even more so, thanks for having us out. We had an awesome time at the
so did we. It
wedding
be
of the decade.
What it was without you.
Thank you very
you
much.
You get that? We made the wedding. It was fun because of us.
Because of you guys.
And listen, links and information for today's show are on tinyshutter.com. Let me actually really quickly mention that links and information for today's show will be on tinyshutter.com. We occasionally get a request for a link to a particular app that we've mentioned in our focus points or the like. The links are on tinyshutter.com. There were two episodes where I failed, and you don't have to throw it in my face all the time. The links are over there. I really try and do a good job of putting the links over there. So tinyshutter.com for the links. If you want to stay up to date with things that are cool, like, I don't know, but I heard there was a 645 Pro update today. Is that correct, Matt?
It is correct, yes.
And you might have heard about it if you were a fan on facebook.com/tinyshutter, as well as the Snapseed update, as well as last week we notified everybody about the RTV update for Hipstamatic, which is cool. What else? That's it.
We have the last code to give away.
Oh my gosh, we have the last code to give away. Mark, you're going to tell everybody about the final last code that I've been holding on to because I wanted to give it away, but Mark said, no, don't let it go.
Wait. Well, everybody knows we have a new Twitter account, and I would like to see that little blossom grow.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Well, not everybody knows because it's still we have no followers. we have a We have a good handful of followers,
sure that I'm following.
That's okay. I'm
going
to
do it right now.
So follow us on twitter.com/tinyshutter, and we will be giving away the very last 645 Pro app code through there. The way you enter is follow us, and we would like you guys to tweet your favorite photo to our Twitter account, and I apologize. My baby is crying upstairs, so parental instincts going. So tweet your favorite photo.
What's our favorite photo?
What's that?
Our favorite photo of what?
Of anything, just your favorite photo
that we took.
That well,
yes, please.
Unfortunately,
yes, please.
Unfortunately, you guys are ineligible since you're on the show. Right
That's okay.
But tweet your favorite photo. I will pick the best ones, and the winner, I will tweet back the 645 Pro code.
Sweet.
Cool. Twitter.com/tinyshutter.
Twitter.com.
Twitter.
Twitter.
So there's that. And so let's go around the horn. We're going to go around the horn for everybody as far as where folks can find out more about you. And we're going to start with Artie.
The best place to find me, I think, is the, let's see, where was the best place?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
I don't even know.
You can promote your business
Facebook
there.
Facebook would be fine. Facebook.com/aviationart or planepieces.com. That's P-L-A-N-E, pieces.com. And that's about it.
Artie's on Instagram, too.
Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want.
Rock the sky.
Rock the sky. Just type in aviation art in Google. You'll find me.
Awesome. Go ahead, Katie.
You can find me at Boogie to the Music. That's BoogieToTheMusic. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on my own website at BoogieToTheMusic.com. You can see what I do and leave a hint.
Sweet. Go ahead, Mark.
And me on casualphotography.net.
Mark was muted.
I was muted, yes. So actually, why don't Matt go first? I'm going to mute this again.
All right, guys. You can find me on M. Hoffman Photo. Or, yeah, let's try that again. How about if you find me on Instagram at M. Hoffman Photo?
Come on, Matt. Is it my turn or is Mark?
I could go next. I'll do this quickly. You can find me, Mark Sadowski, on twitter.com/mostlymarcus. You can find my website at casualphotography.net. And you can find me on Instagram, username Lensman.
All right. You can find me.
That's not me this time.
Oh, crap.
That's not me.
You can find me at Instagram, Keith_Tharp. Remember, listen, you don't have to remember any of this. It's all on tinyshutter.com. Or you can also head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter. Find it all at any of those locations. Make sure you head over. Please like us on Facebook. And make sure you give us a 5-star rating over on the iTunes type place. And that's it. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I gotta go. My parents just came in.
Oh, God. And that's a wrap. Awesome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Amazing.
Curse you, New Hampshire. That's because we literally have a tri-state area going on.
Right, we literally have the tri-state area getting dealt with. Who's opening the cookies?
It's popcorn. No.
Oh, crap.
Glad it's not cookies, or I'd want one.
You guys don't know what you got yourselves into with us.
Seriously.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.